News brief. Experts tell the FAA rules should be changed so pilots and air traffic controllers don't shun mental health treatment.
The panel recommended the FAA drop the requirement for airline pilots and air traffic controllers to disclose their talk therapy sessions, as well as a non-punitive path forward for reporting mental health conditions, treatments, and medications.
CBS's Cammy McCormick. CBS Baltimore's Alexis Davila says crews are working to open some temporary shipping lanes near the bridge collapse.
Only for commercial vessels that have been deemed essential. This is not fully open to the full capacity to allow all that traffic back into the port of Baltimore.
The CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is keeping tabs on the possibility of dangerous weather.
The area I'm most focused on is from Tulsa to Jefferson City, Missouri, and that's the area where there's the highest chance for not only tornadoes, but ones that could be strong, maybe even violent.
CBS News brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy want to send him a message. They're urging at least 20,000 Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary.
That is the margin of victory that won Wisconsin for Joe Biden in 2020. We're hoping to get at least 15% of the vote statewide to gain delegates for the DNC in Chicago this summer.
Heba Muhammad is with the group Listen to Wisconsin. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats hope candidates running under newly drawn legislative maps could mean more votes for the Biden-Harris ticket in November. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler calls the idea reverse coattails. The race between Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be fought at the margins in battleground states like Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Fire crews responded to Altoona for reports of a house fire over the weekend. According to a Facebook post from Eau Claire Fire Rescue, crews from Eau Claire assisted the Altoona Fire Department on a house fire call late on Friday night. When they arrived, they found the garage near the house and the roof of the house on fire, and both reportedly sustained heavy damage. Fire officials did not report that anybody was injured in the fire, and they managed to extinguish the blaze before it spread to the rest of the home. The executive director of the Eau Claire Public Schools Foundation, Todd Johnson, has announced his resignation. In a press release this week, Johnson praised the efforts of the teachers and donors who were involved with the foundation and said he was proud of the work that they had accomplished. Johnson is resigning so he can be closer to family in Minnesota, and his last day will be next Friday. Until a new executive director is hired for the foundation, Johnson will continue to work in a reduced capacity to ensure a smooth transition. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Brewers sweep the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-1 win to complete a three-game sweep of the Mets. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Johan Ramirez ejected for throwing a wild pitch at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins a day after his hard slide into second base.
And that one sails over his head.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there was intent involved.
Oh, boy.
They just threw Ramirez out of the game.
Oh, wow.
The Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, suspended one game. Ramirez appealing a three-game suspension. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins.
People boo you. People doubt you. People do whatever they do. Big leaguers don't miss by 8 feet.
NBA, the Bucks with a win in Atlanta over the weekend. They play the Wizards tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team in the WNIT Grade 8. They host St. Louis in the Kohl Center tonight.
Obviously really excited for our players and the program to be able to take another step that we're trying to accomplish.
That's Wisconsin's women's head coach, Marissa Mosley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on rain showers today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon near 50. By Wednesday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba along with Trevi Olson here live on location just down the road from our studios here in Richland Center, WRCE. We are at Culver's in Richland Center, and as the cup says, welcome to Delicious. More on that in a minute, but first of all, it's a shout out and hello to our producer and engineer at the world headquarters back in Madison High atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square, Mr. Zomers. How the heck are you? Happy Monday and happy April 1st.
Yeah, happy Monday. Happy April 1st. I have no pranks planned for you today, Todd. That is not a prank, me saying that. I figured it was not a good time.
I'm slightly nervous with anticipation. You never know when something might happen. I do know that we did not have any more gifts to give away today. The ride in the spring is over, so sadly no gifts on this Monday. But we have lots more planned, right?
Gifts of another sort.
Gifts of another sort. Sorry, and what better gift than the gentleman here to my left? You hear him every Wednesday, and he's usually in our nation's capital. Like myself, a former Republican, now a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and spending the week together here in the home state, Trevi Olson, as our former governor, Tommy Thompson, likes to say, welcome home, friend.
Isn't it great to be from Wisconsin, Todd?
It is great
to be from Wisconsin. Where else are you going to get Culver's for lunch and to hang out with all these awesome people?
I know you've got your Wisconsin Badger hockey jersey on today.
We have listeners and fans to our left.
I know. We got all kinds of great people. We have, I'm going to call her our senior segment producer. Chris Andrews is traveling with us today as well. And a big shout out to Chris for helping us put a lot of this together this week.
Huge.
Right.
And we're going to get to go some cool places. We're going to see some cool things. Most of all, we're going to get to see people, listeners. We're going to have some events in the evening. So, we are doing it.
It's going to be a good time had by all. And what better way to kick it off than here in my hometown of Richland Center, Wisconsin, population 5,000-ish in the Driftless area here halfway between Madison and La Crosse. And we are here in Culver's because today it is we're celebrating a brand new bacon that Culver's is releasing today. And the fact that at every Culver's, it doesn't matter where you're listening to us at, if you are near a Culver's, get yourself there because while supplies last, free bacon on every sandwich for the rest of the day while supplies last at every Culver's. Very, very excited about that. So coming up in just a couple of minutes here, we are going to have Allison Demmer, who is the Senior Marketing Manager at Culver's. She's going to be calling in and joining us, talking about this new bacon, talking about the offer, and also talking about some of the cool things that you might not realize about Culver's. It's not just butter burgers and great custard. They actually give back to the community as well. And Trigby has had his first bite of Culver's.
It's so good. You know what it tastes like?
What?
It tastes like home.
Because
it literally does.
You don't have D.C., Washington, D.C., one of the few places that does not have a Culver's yet.
It does not, but you know what's strange? So I tweeted out, and I kind of have a fair amount of Twitter followers.
Yes, you do.
And I had people from all over the country asking me what kind of custard I was going to eat.
Really?
Yeah, and then I had some people who were like, I drove through Wisconsin once. Culver's is awesome.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Really is. Well, Allison's going to be joining us in just a minute. And then later on, we have former State Senator Dale Schultz on the phone. We're going to be joining us live and in person. And also Phil Nee in hour number two. Before we bring Allison on, let's hear from one of the co-founders of Culver's. Oh, she is. She is here. Oh, let's go ahead and bring Allison on. Allison, if you can hear us, so welcome in. We are here with your fine establishment in my hometown of Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is welcome to Delicious, Allison.
Love it. We're so glad that you could get set up and enjoy Culver's.
Well, this would not have happened without you getting back to me and allowing us to do this. And also a shout out to my high school classmate, another Richland Center native, Rich Majeski, who's now moved away. He's the director of operations, right, for the Midwest. Is that true, Allison?
He actually is a vice president of franchise services now. So he does for all of the restaurants.
Look at that. There's always a Richland Center connection. So thanks to you, Allison. Thanks to Rich and all the great folks, the local people here at the Richland Center store as well. Allison, talk to us about, it's very exciting news today. Trigby and I both have burgers here. He's already tried his. I'm going to try mine while you talk. Tell us what's going on with this new bacon and this free bacon promotion, if you'd be so kind.
Yes, today, April 1st, we're not kidding around, you can add new bacon to any sandwich that you purchase at any Culver's location everywhere. So we're excited to be able to let our guests try the new bacon for free when they purchase a sandwich.
I'm trying it right now. It's fantastic.
That's great to hear. Yeah, this new bacon is really tender, and so you're eating, so I can't see you to know how it's going.
We are eating, I waited until you talked to take the first bite of mine. I've got a single butter burger with ketchup, mustard, and the bacon. I mean, this is fantastic. And like so many things, Allison, that Culver's does, I'm sure you're sourcing this from great farmers and ag producers all over.
Definitely. Yeah, we really believe in sourcing quality ingredients and making sure that we support the agriculture industry around really the nation, because we know without them, without our farmers, we wouldn't be able to serve this delicious food to our guests. And so today, as you try the bacon sandwich, we hope lots of people come out to all of the restaurants and try our new bacon. We actually upgraded it to a thick cut variety, which is becoming a little bit more popular these days. So it's still that great experience. Our CEO likes to call bacon the candy of meat, so we're excited to be able to get even better meat to the restaurants and have everyone be able to try bacon for free today, April 1st.
I always kind of thought the pot roast sandwich was the candy of meats, but the bacon is fantastic, I have to say.
Yeah.
And my daughters, you know, they're Virginia kids, but whenever we're back in River Falls, they always want to go to Culver's. And it is really funny because my daughter's like, are you going to get the pot roast sandwich? And I was like, no, I'm getting the burger because they have new bacon. And then she's like, but you're getting the cheese curds for sure. For those who are watching at home,
yes,
we definitely have the cheese curds.
We have our bag of cheese curds here. You can't go wrong with those. We also have a bag of onion rings because my buddy down in Dallas, I know he's one of, one of the suppliers of the onions here at Culver's. Again, a great American company, great sourcing. I mean, there's nothing bad here, Allison. That's the problem with my waistline. My taste buds love it, but sometimes my waistline, not so much.
You know, you never can go wrong. Your taste buds always win, in my opinion. So I'm glad to hear that you love everything. It's really for us an opportunity at Culver's to think about delighting guests with new products like we have today with the bacon, but also always encouraging our tried and true products like you mentioned. Our Wisconsin cheese curds and our onion rings are perfect sides, and they really do complement the butter burger.
They really do. So talk to us, Allison, if you'd be so kind, because we'll talk more about this with our next guest, former State Senator Dale Schultz, who've known the co-founders of Culver's, Craig and Lee Culver, since the beginning. He's going to talk about his friendship with them and how he's seen the company grow. But one of the things that I think maybe people don't know about Culver's is not only do you provide great food, great experience, but you also give back. And if you could talk a little bit about the program where you're working with farmers and also educators, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, I'd love to. Culver's is really proud of our commitment to giving back. And I think it's without saying that all of our restaurants are locally owned and operated in these communities. You're talking at the Culver's of Richland Center today, and all of our restaurants have these community connections. And so first and foremost, the way that they give back is by giving back to the communities whose guests support them each and every day. And that's one of the reasons I love Culver's so much, and it's easy to talk about because we know that those restaurants are supporting their local schools, their local efforts. But then at Culver's, when we think about the broad, over 950 restaurants, we also like to talk about how do we give back as a full company. And one of the ways that we do that across all of our restaurants is through Culver's Thank You Farmer Project. And that started in 2013. And to date, we've raised over $5 million to really support the future of agriculture, because we know without it, we wouldn't be able to serve the delicious food that guests can eat in our restaurants every day. And the Thank You Farmer Project really is also happening on the local level. So there's likely a local FFA chapter in the town of Richland Center. And so that Culver's restaurant is going to connect with the local FFA and give back, because FFA is such a strong program. It's one of the largest youth organizations in the nation. And those chapters are kind of raising the next generation of students who we know will be important to the future of agriculture. So that program continues to come to life. I think a fun way to think about it, if you're listening, is if you see those blue barns that say Thank You Farmers, and Culver's has them a few different places in Wisconsin, that's really what the sentiment started with. We just wanted to find a way to thank and appreciate farmers and then make sure it connects and gives back to the next generation. So that's really
Every time I go up to Shawano to see my dad and stepmom up there, I go on 151, I go by Beaver Dam, and there's that beautiful blue Culver blue barn that says, Thank You Farmers.
Yeah, and that's really a great representation, but we're really so excited that we know that it can make an even bigger difference in supporting those farmers across the country, but also the next generation of leaders through FFA. And then you spoke to a little bit of the education side. One thing that you'll hear likely from the state senator coming on is really about Craig and Lee and their heart of community, but also giving back. And one of those programs that they started was the Culver's Foundation, and Lee Culver is still a huge part of that today. And this program is really about our people, which is, makes Culver's so special. This program has allowed us to celebrate our team members through scholarships. We've awarded over $7.4 million in scholarships to over 4,500 team members since 1993. So it's really a great effort that actually does impact those team members' education and allowing them to go to school and college. But beyond that, we also, through that effort of education, make sure that our heart for our hometown, where we started in Sauk City, that we're also able to use those Culver's Foundation funds to not only impact team members, but to also ensure that we can promote the community through development and education, and we look to give back and those areas as well.
Allison Demers, Senior Marketing Manager for Culver's, you are phenomenal. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for what you do and for what the entire Culver's organization does. Thanks for allowing us to tell your story.
You are so welcome. Enjoy that bacon. I hope you get to try it on another sandwich as you hang out at Culver's.
We love the bacon. Thanks,
the bacon
Allison
is
Demers.
Fantastic.
Back with more from Culver's after this on the All Ball Show.
The Tap.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Back where I come from, where I'll be when it's said and done. I'm proud as anyone, that's where I come from.
Welcome back to where I'm from. Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, population 5,000, as they sit on Hee-Haw, salute God's country. It's what Lee Sherman Dreyfus called a 23rd Psalm place. You remember that, Trigby?
I do remember that. It's one of these places where you can, you know, you need to get a hold of your neighbor. Like, well, you got to get a hold of Dale, you just step outside, yell. Right. Hey, Dale.
Tommy Thompson said, you know, it's the kind of Elroy, Wisconsin, which is just up the road. And he'd say, you know, Elroy is the kind of place where you can call somebody, get a wrong number, and still talk for half an hour.
Exactly.
We are here on location with our friend Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, who is spending the week here back in his home state of Wisconsin. And we are being joined at the table by, in all full disclosure, my former boss and former state Senate majority leader from this area, still lives here, Richland Center, Dale Schultz. Always a pleasure to have Dale along. And we're going to hear from him in just a minute. But I thought first, gentlemen, I want to set this up a little bit. And there's a piece, if you go to the Culver's website. By the way, we're on location here at the Culver's in Richland Center for their big bacon kickoff. They have brand new bacon, which I have, Trigby and I have had, and we're not just saying this to say it. It's really, really good. And you can go to any Culver's, no matter where you're listening, in Wisconsin or anywhere else, go to any Culver's while supplies last, free bacon on any sandwich today. You can't beat that with a stick. It's just a great, great deal. So before we bring Dale on, I want to play something from the Culver's website. It is one of the co-founders, Craig Culver, talking a little bit about what makes Culver's and Wisconsin special. Here is Mr. Craig Culver.
Culver's couldn't have started anywhere but in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Over the years, we've stayed pretty humble about most things, but being from Wisconsin is not one of them. Still today, we are a family restaurant. Proud of our small town roots and nicer than nice people. Here, nearby farms grow the food we eat, smiles are contagious, and everyone is someone's neighbor. Our food tastes homemade because our menu is homegrown. Head down the road and you'll find the hotly contested home of the hamburger, the city that made frozen custard famous, and a fish fry tradition that goes back to my family's supper club days. It's a place where our love of fresh food is as strong as our love for each other. It's a feeling of welcome you'll notice the moment you stop by at every Culver's restaurant all across the country. Because where we come from has made us who we are. And for that, we couldn't be more proud. Welcome to Delicious.
Every time you hear that whistle, you know what's going on. Craig Culver, you can't go wrong with that. Along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, former state senator Dale Schultz from the Southwest Wisconsin area. I'm Todd Alba. We're live here at Culver's. And I just want to point out, we're not being paid anything to do this today. This is not an advertisement.
In fact, we paid.
We paid for our meal, yeah. And happy to do it, by the way.
And Dale wanted to go get some food before he came on with us.
Yeah, but I think it's just important that when Trigby and I set this up, we said, we'll do a little bit of politics at some point this week, but we really wanted to spend the week going across Wisconsin and talking about what makes Wisconsin great. And we just said, it's Culver's. One of those things is Culver's.
Yeah. Well, for sure. They're in 25 states. I mean, when you think about it, started in Sauk City, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And 25 states now. And think about what they're doing. They're giving a piece of Wisconsin to the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Go all the way back to 1984 when Craig and Lee Culver, along with George Ruth Culver, opened the first one in Sauk City. 1984, Dale Schultz was in his second term in the Wisconsin State Assembly. Dale, I know that you've known the Culvers since the very beginning.
Well, it even goes back before that, not so much with Craig, but with Craig's parents. When they had the supper club, I had been in there, and I can't say that I knew them well, but it was a go-to destination. George was a phenomenal restaurateur, a great businessman, and the family has carried on the tradition in an exemplary fashion. Craig and Lee are a unique Wisconsin story, a success story that reflects well on not only their family, but as they like to point out and with great pride, on Wisconsin as a whole. And I remember, like it was yesterday, stopping in the old A&W, and before they had worked out their franchising system, I remember being up in their upstairs offices in downtown Sauk City, and as they grew, they always told me that they were never leaving, that they were a part of this community, and it meant the world to them. The community had bet on them, and they're still here, and true to their word. And did I hear on the radio over here that there are over 900 restaurants now?
Yeah,
over 900 restaurants.
25 states.
It's absolutely phenomenal, and the quality, the sincerity are still just as strong as they were when they opened their first restaurant. And I just want to provide a little perspective on my friends Craig and Lee. I don't know the next generation that well, but they're obviously carrying on. They are our local people. Lee grew up between Hill Point, Loganville, not too far from where Rachel and I's farm is. She has those farm values, hard work, straight talking, you know, just willing to do anything for a neighbor kind of attitude. And Craig is a guy who is a keen observer of people and has a tremendous love of the state. They have given back in many, many ways to our state historical society, Circus World Museum. Lee, I know, has been very involved with some of her children in promoting mental health causes, and FFA, and of course, you heard the rest of the story. It's the real deal, and that's why Culver's is loved in Wisconsin. It's why they're loved here, and it's hard to put that into words. I'm so proud to be able to say they're my friends, that I had a chance to represent them, because they have been tremendous mentors for other small business people. Giving to their industry their time and their talent, and that's why we love Wisconsin, and I for one am waiting for that sandwich, because I need to stop talking and get ready to eat.
We're going to have a cheese curd, Dale, while you're waiting.
Cheese curd while you're waiting.
There you go.
We had to do a little business, a little news, weather, and sports update here. I think Pam Yonke is going to be along, great, fabulous farm bag, babe, with a update on the agriculture markets here a little bit for the Midwest Farm Report. But when we come back, I want to talk with Dale and Trigby a little bit more about the Culver story and the fact that it is one of those things that makes Wisconsin great, and some of the founding parts of this great company. So we'll do that on the other side. In the meantime, we're going to enjoy a little Culver's. Do you have a particular favorite sandwich, Dan?
Oh, I'm a keep it simple, butter burger kind of guy. Right. I remember when my friend, who is no longer with us, first introduced me to a butter burger in Sauk, right, and said, "You will."
All right.
This will become a favorite of yours.
And back after this, live from Culver's Richland Center, the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
Coming up Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air, Up North News, Pat Whitelow joins us at 10:30 to discuss all things news. Make sure you join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Monday. Wisconsin just did not live up to its glory this year when it came to snowfall or even cold temperatures, and that threw a wrench in the state's winter tourism economy. That's why the Small Business Administration is giving out economic disaster loans to businesses in 65 of Wisconsin's counties that were impacted by the little to no snow. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes gives us the damage report.
We know it's in the millions of dollars. For example, we've heard one ski resort in Ion County was estimating its revenue was down more than $700,000. And another in Cable was down more than $1 million. So the ski resorts have taken a real hit. But, you know, of course, we've seen other types of businesses that are suffering, whether it's hotels or motels or restaurants or snowmobile repair shops. It's really all across the board.
As Secretary Hughes outlined, it's not just businesses directly affected by no snow, like Ski Hills, for example, but also the hotels, retail stores, and even food and liquor distributors that felt a pinch. If you're a business impacted by the unusually warm winter, reach out to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for help applying for the disaster loans. Stick around for a look at your midday commodity markets next.
One of the biggest logistical challenges for many farmers often occurs on the roads just outside their farms. Wisconsin farmers help feed the world. They need to have reliable roads to get food from the farm to the market. Encourage your town or county to apply for the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. $50 million are available now to fix the posted roads that have been holding you back. The deadline to apply is April 5th. Find the application materials at MidwestFarmReport.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to our equipment located in Dodgeville. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor line at our equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile, Chump Gill. Keep up with Pam and the entire team at MidwestFarmReport.com, on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Commodity markets are in the red coming off of a three-day weekend. From Chicago, December corn is trading down 4 cents at 4.73¾. November soybeans are down 6¾ cents at 11.79½. And July new crop wheat is down 1¾ cents at 5.70 a bushel. Taking a look at fluid milk, the April Class 3 milk contract is trading up 2 cents at 15.58 a hundredweight. The May contract is down 7 cents at 15.89 a hundredweight. And looking ahead to June, that's also trading down 7 cents at 16.57 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on rain showers today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon near 50. By Wednesday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
The life in this is
but he said, oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler.
Welcome back to the Tom Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the Culver's in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We are here to celebrate the brand new bacon. All of us have had it. We give it a big thumbs up. And if you'd like to try it, get yourself to a Culver's no matter where you're at today. While supplies last at all Culver's, free bacon on any sandwich. Off the text line, listening on WMDX or via WMDX in Madison, Tammy, listening in Richmond, Virginia, says, quote, so jealous, guys. We miss Culver's so much since moving to Virginia. We've driven to North Carolina to the nearest Culver's when we've been homesick. Now, right there, if Culver's is watching, if Craig or Lee or anybody else are watching there, there's dedication. Somebody living in North Carolina driving hours.
You know what? So I'll share this. My daughters and I and my wife, we did a little road trip down to Charleston from the D.C. area, and we stopped at Culver's in North Carolina because there are none in Virginia. But if you read their website, they're working on that, they would improve Virginia if there were Culver's in Virginia. I agree with you, Tammy.
Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project out here all week for our What Makes Wisconsin Great beer, cheese, and a radio tour. We are joined by former state senator Dale Schultz, who represented this area, who represented Sauk City area when Culver's started back in 1984. Trigby, I'm not sure if you heard this story or not. The reason Zomers played that music, I had to get up in the morning, because when I worked for Dale, oftentimes he'd be up at the crack of dawn driving up to Nacita.
Farm guy.
Going up there, and he'd be on the road by, 6:15 to go to a town hall meeting for breakfast, and he'd call me and wait, and he knew I was in bed yet, and he'd call and he'd wake me up by singing that song to me as he drove through Southwest Wisconsin. I have PTSD from that song, you understand.
I can appreciate that, because Jim Harsdorf, when I ran his campaign in the 3rd Congressional District in 96, you work with a candidate who has a farm. You learn to get up early.
Well, don't leave out Sheila.
No.
She's certainly from that tradition as well, and I worked with her long enough to appreciate that. But that's Wisconsin.
It is Wisconsin.
Whether we're from a farm or from a manufacturing family, we all enjoy working with other people.
Correct.
And producing quality products.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of what's great about Wisconsin, hardworking people, Scandinavian stock.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Eastern European.
Trigby, you said something during the break. And look, we're kind of taking a break today out of respect for our host here at Culver's. I'm not really doing a lot of blatant partisan politics. But there's a reason you came out here and we started in Richland Center. We started at Culver's. One of the things that we all three feel helped make Wisconsin great. But just share with the people over the air what you were saying on the stream, one of the reasons that we kind of are doing this whole thing this week.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. Well, I mean, one, Wisconsin is going to be ground zero for the upcoming elections. And we have people listening around the country on the app, and we have people across Wisconsin listening. And one of the things that we wanted the people who are listening who are outside of the state of Wisconsin is to have a better understanding of who the people are that are going to be essential to that decision, and that they are going to take that decision sitting around places like Culver's and having serious conversations over coffee and awesome burgers with amazing bacon, about the choice that they're going to have to make. And, in Wisconsin, one of the reasons why Todd and I labeled this what we did is, and we like to cite Tommy Thompson about this, Tommy Thompson used to talk about people going around and sucking on lemons and having skulls on their faces. There's been a lot of that going on here. And the reality is, I've had the chance to travel to a lot of places around the world. And I will tell you, my favorite place is the bridge over the St. Croix River, because Wisconsin is one of the greatest places on the planet. And we just thought, Somebody needs to be highlighting it. Somebody needs to be optimistic. Somebody needs, and I'm going to steal Tommy's line, to talk about Wisconsin as a place where Harley's roar, Eagles soar, and the Packers score.
Right.
And we're going to hit them all.
We're going to hit them all.
And as I've heard you say on the radio, we're not red and blue. We're green and gold.
That's absolutely true.
And red and white.
Yes, exactly. We jump around together.
That's right.
Not independently.
Dale Schultz, you represented this area in Southwest Wisconsin for a long time in the legislature, both the Assembly and then in the State Senate. You represented Sauk City for a long time. I got to know Craig and Lee Culver from the beginning, the founders of Culver's. Talk for a minute, because I know that in one of your committees years ago, you invited Craig to come in, Craig Culver, and talk about entrepreneurship. And he talked about, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's a graduate of UW Oshkosh.
Yes, he is.
And he went back when he had this idea, because remember, A&W, they were basically saying you have to close in or you're going to lose your A&W franchisee. So they, and the Culvers own this A&W franchise in Sauk City, so they decided just to kind of do their own independent thing. And Craig went to his old professors at Oshkosh and said, I have this idea. And he laid out the Culvers concept, and they said he was crazy, right?
Well, I can't remember that part, in honesty, and I'm not going to just agree with you, because I've heard Craig say a lot of things, but one of the things that he told me that I think is really important is he actually, I think, worked a year at McDonald's and walked away with a real appreciation for a systems approach to serving food. And that's the one that's the quote that's always stuck with me, because no matter what business we're in, we all want to do a better job. We all like to think of ourselves as part of something, a group that's going to provide a quality product. And he learned that lesson well.
Yeah.
And when you combine that with his basic values and the Wisconsin community and it being a fertile place to start a business, the rest is history. He's done very, very well. And Lee and the rest of the family have my admiration without a doubt.
And I don't mean to put words, maybe he didn't say his professors were former professors were crazy, but I remember him at this hearing talking about his concept was for the fresh, never frozen, that we were going to do it at Culver's. They wanted to do it differently. They wanted to use fresh meat. They wanted to actually, through the drive-through line, said, you know what, it might take a couple of extra minutes, but the food's going to be a better quality. And I think people that kind of had studied and were the quote-unquote experts in fast food and the economy said, not sure that's going to work by making service a little slower at the drive-through. But he believed in his idea that the taste, that the value of the experience was worth a couple of extra minutes. And of course, he's been proven right.
Well, the slogan, Welcome to Delicious, has resonated like no other slogan I've ever heard. You know, Craig has always been about quality. And if you're going to do that, you have to be an expert at systems.
Yeah.
And I think that's the melding of those values and that systematic approach that needs to be in place to deliver that product or what it's all about. But to me, they're just neighbors. I'm proud to call them friends. They have provided so much leadership in Wisconsin, and they've done it without any anger or malice. They have certainly shared with everybody of every political stripe in Wisconsin, and that's something that I know is important to them. And, you know, that's where we wind up becoming a better state.
Craig, you worked in the state capitol under different governors, predominantly Republican, obviously, but we both former Republicans. But to Dale's point, I remember watching State of the State addresses from both Tommy Thompson and Jim Doyle, and one or both of the Culvers were up in the boxes in the gallery. It didn't matter whether the administration was Republican or Democratic. The Culvers were important. They're a bipartisan family, and what they bring to Wisconsin is enjoyed by everybody.
Well, I think they're, and it's, you know, part of the reason when we were talking about should we go to Culvers and see, can we go to Culvers and broadcast, right? I think it gets to an important point. You know, Culver's, public education, the universities, like the hubs, the Green Bay Packers, the hubs of what make Wisconsin great aren't really coming from inside the Beltway in Madison. They start in the local communities and the things that are the hubs of those local communities and the local regions. And And it's why it's, you know, it's why there are great things in Wisconsin at the local level. And it's why, quite frankly, it's sad at times that sight is being lost of the fact that these are the things that are the hubs of what make Wisconsin and traditionally has made Wisconsin, to me, the greatest place on the planet.
If you'd like to call in and join Trigby Olson and Dale Schultz and myself, if you want to talk Culver's, if you want to talk about your favorite thing at Culver's, a good experience at Culver's, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Why do you think that Culver's is one of those things that makes Wisconsin great? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Talking to former state senator Dale Schultz here, joining us live from Culver's and Richland Center. Free bacon, by the way. Go to your local Culver's. Free bacon while supplies last on any sandwich at Culver's today. Dale, I know education throughout your time in the legislature was very important to you. I know you're still involved with this nonpartisan group here in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland County, Equity Now, and education is one of those things that you're taking up in a nonpartisan way. We heard from Allison a little bit earlier from Culver's in this hour saying that Culver's has given over $5 million to the Thanks to Farmers program. Things like FFA, local FFA programs and the like. And Culver's has donated, in the form of scholarships and other giving, over $7.5 million to over 4,000 employees to help in scholarships for school, in addition to giving to public education in the greater Sauk Prairie area. That's just something I don't think that is quite told enough, in my opinion.
Well, I agree. And let me just be even more basic than that. If you are a father or a mother wondering about your children and what their future will be, one of the greatest places to learn to work is Culver's.
Yes.
They treat everybody like family. Craig once told me, I want it to be a possibility for people to earn a living here. Everybody should be able to move up and own a restaurant if they choose. And, you know, it's that sort of approach to life that makes them what they are. And I'm just so touched by the job that they do with young people. You saw the parade of young people coming in and out of our office over the years, and so many of them did have work experience in Culver's, and that was a plus for me.
To your point, Dale, listening on WRCE, via WRCE, this is Lynn in Oconomowoc. Lynn says, my favorite thing about Culver's, clean bathrooms. But it's true. I mean the upkeep in every Culver's, I've never seen a dirty bathroom in a Culver's. I've never seen dirty carpet. Employees are always friendly. You know, and that is getting harder and harder in today's workforce because I think Culver's, I know it's a company people want to work for.
It's pride in where you're working.
Yes.
I mean, and that's really, Dale, what you're, you know, I think it's one of the central things. And it's when I say about local, they're teaching the people who work here, you know, younger kids who work here, pride in what you do because they can be proud of the fact that they work for Culver's.
And notably, and that one thing I noticed in Manitowoc is they were one of the first places that paid like high school students more than $10 an hour back when that was, you know, a real number.
Really? Yeah.
And so they don't just teach you good work ethic. They pay you appropriately, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's huge, Mr. Sommer. It's well said.
Treat people fairly, and they're going to be committed. And then, you know, you work at the Culver's in your town. You're working in a hub of the local community.
Yeah.
And what makes that work is these young people, when they come and they work at a Culver's, the basic values they have are honed. They are made to be a part of the culture in each restaurant. And I think, as you said, when people are proud to be working where they're at, they're going to be on their best behavior. And that's special. You know, you mentioned politics before, and this maybe will be as political as I'll get. But you know what? We've lost something in our politics. We've lost civility. We've lost the ability to talk to our neighbors and more importantly, listen to our neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I believe that if those same values that have helped Culver's be successful could be involved in our politics, we'd all be better off.
We'll be back with more Dale Schultz, Trigby Olson. We're live virtual center Culver's here on the Todd Allbald Show on Civic Media.
To Philadelphia and spend the rest of my life in bed.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've ever considered creating a prairie in your outdoor space, now is the time to learn all about it. The Chippewa Savannahs chapter of the Prairie Enthusiasts will be sharing everything you need to know on Saturday, March 30th, starting at 10 a.m. It's at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. Here's something to satisfy your taste buds. Chippewa Valley Burger Week is underway through the end of the month. The celebration gives you the chance to taste all types of burgers and at a special price. More info and a list of the restaurants taking part can be found at volume.org/burgerweek. And the solar eclipse is April 8th, but you can get your kids ready with a special eclipse event on Monday, April 1st at 4 p.m. The fun is free and happening at the Menominee Public Library on Wolski Bay Road. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Around in Wisconsin, we eat cheese curds. We go to Culver's. We love the Packers. Welcome back to the Todd Allbald Show on location here at Culver's in Richland Center. We are celebrating the brand new bacon. And wherever you're at, wherever you're, if you're close to a Culver's, or even if you're not, take the afternoon off, drive to one, because while supplies last at every Culver's, free bacon today on your sandwiches. So get ready for that and enjoy it. 855-752-4842. Lynn from Oconomowoc on the line. Lynn, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, it's my claim to fame. My husband and I live near UWM, and we used to do the four-mile walk around Shorewood. And we stopped in. Of course, we eat on the way. And stopped in at Culver's in Shorewood. And as we were eating, a gentleman walked up and asked us how we were doing, how we were enjoying our meal. And he introduced himself as Craig Culver and let us know that he had just dropped his daughter off at UWM to start college. So
that is
that's
fantastic.
My claim
that
to
is
fame.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you.
There's a very nice Culver's in Florida, just north of St. Petersburg. That
you want to watch something, Lynn? let me share you, and these two with me here know these things, but let me share one of the many great failures in Todd's life. For a while after Dale was majority leader, I moved to Florida to work for a friend's law firm. I'm not a lawyer, but I went down there to work for him. And there, at the time, there were no Culver's in Florida. And I was working in Naples, and there was a great stretch between Marco Island and Naples. There was a Walmart there. And I said, wouldn't that be a great spot for a Culver's? And we kind of like talked to some people. I didn't have the money to put into it at the time. Today, Lynn, there is a Culver's in that exact spot between Marco Island and Naples, and it is a money machine. And I thought, boy, if I would have only had the money to invest in a Culver's in Florida, right?
Right, and I also have helped underwrite loans in Waukesha County and Milwaukee and Ozaukee County as with an NGO. And I helped some people start a Culver's franchise a very long time
amazing.
Ago. Yeah, it was fun.
Let me tell you another anecdotal story. And I don't know if it's still true, and I just want to be upfront about that. But for the longest time, and maybe he's still doing it, every single week, Craig would don an apron and join the crew on one of the company-owned stores' front line. And I think it's that sort of attitude about the customer being king, wanting to remain in contact with the customer, which has helped guide this franchise. You don't find many people ahead of corporations as large as Culver's is now, yep, who have that kind of attitude, and that's special. And I don't think a lot of people know that about Craig.
I appreciate that. And also, Lynn, thank you. Appreciate your call. That's a fantastic story. Thanks for calling and sharing it with us. Have a great day down there in Oconomowoc. You're welcome. Stop by the Oconomowoc, Culver's down there and get some free bacon with your sandwich today.
Try the bacon.
Also, listening on WMDX in Madison, Linda from Middleton says, I graduated with Craig Culver and count him as a good friend. He is a very good man, donated 2 libraries to the community, also a recreational area, and has donated to the Great Sauk Trail. Here's another one from WMDX in Middleton. The Culvers have also hosted our class reunion at their home and at their corporate offices. I mean, they're part of the community, guys.
Yeah.
It's what makes Wisconsin great. I'm telling you, all these places that I ended up going,
yeah,
the people in Wisconsin, fantastic.
Yeah.
And it is. You know, I say that. Dale mentioned that where I say we don't wear red or blue, we wear green and gold. It really is true. The state actually is its best when people are focused not on political divides, but on how do we improve our local communities and how do we take what's working and take it to other places.
Dale, about 3.5 minutes left here before I let you go. Give us a couple other things. What makes Wisconsin great besides Culver's in the eyes of Dale Schultz?
Well, of course, you know I'm going to say Culver's is number one.
Oh, sure, of course.
I think our environment is critically important, and it has been a big draw for people for years coming across state lines. I think our University of Wisconsin system has a legendary status across this nation, around the world, in fact. And I'm very, very proud of our university system. And, of course, I would be errant if I didn't mention the Packers and the Badgers.
And you're an alum.
I am alum. I have a long line of Badgers in my family. My parents both were graduates. My wife's parents were graduates. Her grandfather was a graduate. Both of my kids are graduates. We bleed Badger red.
And a hitherto unknown fact, he doesn't like to talk about it, but Dale won a national championship as part of the crew team at UW-Madison.
It was a team. Let's remember that.
But still, you're a national champion. Not too many people can say that.
Well, no, they can't. And I'm proud of that. And it was one of those experiences that I got at the university that I'll always cherish. And there are hundreds of stories like that. And that's why we need to keep our University of Wisconsin system strong, because it's so important to so many people.
Yeah, it really is.
And our future.
Dale, I also know you're a big dog guy, too.
I am.
You got a new dog, right?
I do. Moses.
I'm
a big bird hunter. He's an English setter. He's a Belt and Tricolor. And I'm hoping he turns out to be a prophet.
Well, Dale,
that's another thing that makes Wisconsin great, right? Like the hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
For sure.
And having a beer.
Yeah, and having a beer afterwards or while you're doing it.
Speaking of that, people, if you're in the area of Southwest Wisconsin, come down to the Phoenix Center. I know Greg Shep and Tom and Dewey and the gang are going to be ready for us from 6 until 7:30 tonight. Stop down to the Phoenix Center, the bowling alley here, Richland Center. We'll be there. We're buying everybody the first round of a beer or soda, whichever you prefer, and we're going to have cheese curds down there. So from cheese curds at Culver's to cheese curds at the Phoenix Center, Dale, you going to stop by?
I'll absolutely be there.
There you go.
And if you're in lacrosse tomorrow, you can come and see us on the University of Wisconsin lacrosse campus.
Yeah, we're going to be in lacrosse tomorrow at UWL. And you're a watering hole tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't know what
one. We'll find,
but we'll find one. And we'll tell people.
Right. State's former state senator, Dale Schultz, we appreciate you coming by, sharing your thoughts on Culver's, and make it a great day in Wisconsin.
Let's make it a great day.
Coming up in hour number 2, our local station manager and host of Those Were the Days, Philip James Nee, is going to be here live and in person. Don't go anywhere. It's hour 2 of the show, live from Culver's Richland Center.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Monday on Nightlight, On Stage for Cancer performs live, and I'm joined by filmmaker Mar Garvey. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Coast Guard's opening alternate channels to the Port of Baltimore as crews continue clearing the collapsed Key Bridge. Captain David